ranks, and at least in the country.
That's interesting. Now, this is not a tree, but a bush. It grows along the road, and the leaves turn bright red in the fall, and small clusters of berries. Some people say it's poisonous.
Sumac?
Yes, uh-huh. And then kinds of vines that make your skin break out.
Poison ivy is the only term we use.
Mm-hmm. I noticed in Madeline's questionnaire, she said no poison oak. Mm-hmm. Then what are local berries?
Well, blackberries are what we call dewberries. Mm-hmm. We don't really have any blackberries. They're dewberries, but we call them blackberries. Mm-hmm. Strawberries of an inedible kind grow all over New Orleans, mm-hmm. but you have to go north of the lake for real strawberries. Mulberries mm-hmm. are now on every mulberry tree in the area, and nobody wants to eat them. Mm-hmm. Elderberries used to be at least collected by blacks to make wine out of. They're very common. Of course, you've got a few rather uncommon things that nobody would think of eating, like, anymore. They used to be common. The hawthorn berry, Cennel is what the local name is.
Cennel?
C-E-N-E-L-L-E.
Thank you. Never heard of that.
It's a hawthorn berry. And hackberries, of course, the birds eat.
There's another kind of red berry that you haven't mentioned, may not be grown here. It begins with an R. They look like blackberries, only they're red.
Raspberries won't grow here. Mm-hmm. I wish they did.
If you said that berries might not be good for you, you'd say you better not eat them. They might be...
Pause.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call, this really grows in the mountains, not here, but a flowering bush that blooms in the late spring? Has pink and white flowers.
It's kind of azalea. I've heard people call it fire in the mountain. Is that what you're talking about?
I think it's in the same family.
Those are Carolinians whom I know who call it fire in the mountain.
Do you know laurel or rhododendron?
Yes. That's not the same thing.
Well, what are those?
Well, laurel mm-hmm. is the bay leaf, mm-hmm. which we all grow for seasoning and gravies.
Mm-hmm. Is that something different from mountain laurel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is mountain laurel?
There's a kind of laurel which is a lot like the seasoning bay leaf laurel, which is simply called laurel sometimes. It has a rather beautiful white flower mm-hmm. and very aromatic leaves. Laurel, though, really is more a literary term mm-hmm. to me, mm-hmm. And I associate it, in a sense, more with the oleander than with anything else, because the local French name for oleander is laurier.
Mm-hmm.
Though they knew perfectly well that the laurier also meant the similar leaf-shaped leaf of the bay tree.
Mm-hmm. What about rhododendron? Is that different?
Rhododendron is something that doesn't grow much here, and I don't think that, people with large botanical-type gardens would have them, but maybe.
And there's a big tree, I think I've seen them here, that have big white blooms. They're associated...
The talpa.
Well,
magnolia?
Yeah, that was the one I was trying to get to.
Well,
I think
they're both in bloom now.
That's about all.
On the other side of the building, you'll see some in bloom.
All the tree questions. We've got fruits and nuts coming up. Now, inside a cherry, the part you don't eat is the...
pit.
Okay, how about inside a peach?
Peach stone.
All right, and then there are essentially two kinds of peaches, one where the meat clings.
Cling peaches and freestones.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the part of the apple that you throw away?
The core.
Do you have a name for dried apples or peaches cut up in little pieces?
No.
Okay, no one else does in the Gulf States either. It's a German term. It comes from a German term. Schnitz is the word.
I've heard West Coast people doing something